This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey there from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, May 9th. Adult film star Stormy Daniels is back on the stand in the criminal hush money trial against former President Donald Trump. She's being cross-examined after spending much of the day Tuesday delving into the details of her alleged sexual encounter with Trump in 2006, an affair he denies. The hush money payment to Daniels before the 2016 election and how it was reimbursed to Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen is at the heart of the charges against Trump. He's pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. CNN's Paula Reed is outside the courthouse in New York with more on Daniels' testimony.
What she offered prosecutors again is why her story was worth $130,000 in October 2016. And what they're getting at right now is her motivation, her conduct in and around that time. The case is charged as a felony because they argue Trump wanted to suppress this story to help his odds in the election. So that is what they're getting at here. It's not going to make or break the case, but they're trying to show that she was very aggressive, even towards her own lawyer, trying to get money.
President Joe Biden's announcement on CNN last night on potentially halting weapons deliveries to Israel is causing a political stir in that country. Biden said the U.S. will halt some arms to Israel if a full-scale ground invasion is launched into Rafah in the Gaza Strip, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. CNN's Jeremy Diamond says the comments are drawing fire from Israeli politicians.
The most heated are, of course, coming from the far-right members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's governing coalition. Itamar Ben-Gvir, the national security minister, for example, posting this tweet writing, "Hamas loves Biden." Others on the center-left of the Israeli political spectrum, like Yair Lapid, for example, are blaming, effectively saying that it is Netanyahu's fault that things have gotten so bad between the U.S. and Israel that this disagreement has spilled out.
But going into Rafah is something that's dividing Israelis themselves. With clashes breaking out last night in Tel Aviv between police and family members of hostages held in Gaza. Among those injured in the protests is the sister of one of the hostages, who posted on social media, quote, "Bring back the hostages. Stop the war with Hamas." The Biden administration is set to propose a rule soon that would rapidly reject migrants who are ineligible for asylum in the U.S. That's what two sources familiar with the rule tell CNN. CNN's Priscilla Alvarez has more details.
So, Krista, this proposed rule isn't expected to be a sweeping policy change, but rather a tightening of the current U.S. immigration system so that, in practice, immigration officials can quickly reject those migrants who are ineligible for asylum earlier in the process. But, of course, this also comes as the White House is weighing executive action on the U.S.-Mexico border as they try to flip the script on Republicans when it comes to border security.
Elon Musk's brain chip startup Neuralink wants to use implants to connect human brains to computers.
The device is designed to interpret your neural activity so you can operate a computer or a smartphone by simply thinking about moving.
But it faced a setback on its first human patient, a man who's been a quadriplegic since 2016 after a driving accident. In a blog post, Neuralink said parts of the man's chip retracted from his brain just weeks after it was inserted, which impacted data speeds and effectiveness. But the company said it was able to make the implant more sensitive to increase its performance even further. Neuralink has more work to do and plenty of regulatory steps to take before the chips hit the mass market. Coming up, some streaming services are teaming up to offer a bundle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Disney and Warner Bros. Discovery have announced plans for a joint streaming package. Disney Plus and Disney's Hulu will be bundled with Warner Bros. Max, offering consumers a huge range of content, with both ad-free and ad-supported tiers. Although the media giants are among the leaders in attracting streaming subscribers, profitability hasn't been easy, as studios spend to compete with Netflix and other rivals. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.